the elements of our wider project is called the Indigenous STEM Awards. Those awards are open to students and STEM professionals nationally. We're looking for the best and the brightest and the most enthusiastic leaders in the area of STEM. We are after Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to apply. We have fantastic opportunities for them to earn great prizes, and we have opportunities for them to develop their careers and lead and inspire the next generation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander STEM professionals and innovators.
Yeah, STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics. Why is it important for Indigenous people to pursue a career or studies in this field?
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been scientists for a long time. We have many, many great scientists in Australia, one of which is Dr. Chris Matthews, who won our STEM Professional Award last year and is an ambassador for us in this field. He's a brilliant mathematician and very much a leader and encourager in Indigenous science and mathematics. So we had many great finalists last year, people from within CSIRO and from wider organisations. We're looking to get more applicants even than last year. We're looking at engineers, mathematicians, scientists in all sorts of fields. We now have a good number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people qualifying every year in fields as diverse as archaeology, right through to medicine, mathematics, all the sciences. On top of that, we're trying to develop a real pipeline into further study for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and trying to create a pathway where they feel comfortable in this space. We believe that through our awards and through the other elements of our project, we are creating that space, and we are helping to a wider push for diversity and inclusion within the STEM fields. It's really important that we support the students coming through from our programs that happen at middle school and senior secondary school into tertiary studies, so that those students have role models going right through into the professional world. They can see that pathway, it's clear, and it's supported all the way through.
You said there are big prizes. What kind of prizes are we talking about?
There's two categories. There's a category that is for anybody who's got up to 5 years' experience when they finish their undergrad course at university, so their first degree at university, finish that, and then in the next 5 years, you're eligible for the Early Career STEM Professional Award, and that comes with a prize value of $20,000. That $20,000 can be used for your further study. People going on to do PhDs can support that, but it also introduces other opportunities. Last year's winner, Dr. Chris Matthews, used his prize to support his Maths Foundation ATSMA, and also to travel to Norway on a speaking and conference tour. With the other STEM Professional Award, which is the Career Achievement Award, which is for anybody with more than 5 years' experience, postgrad, they also qualify for a $20,000 prize. So there's two $20,000 prizes. For the other national award, which is the STEM Student Award, it's for students in senior secondary, so year 10 or 11 or 12, going up into undergrad courses at university. There's two possible prizes. For the students at secondary, they'll be offered an all-expenses-paid trip to the ICEF Science Fair in Chicago in 2018. They will travel with the PHP Science and Engineering Awards team that goes over to represent Australia. And the student who wins the Tertiary Student Award, which is the for an undergrad student, they will receive a $5,000 prize that they can use to help them with their studies over the next few years.
Yeah, that would help buy equipment like computers and softwares and all the necessities just to get them started in their studies. Now, the expressions of interest are open. Tell us about the process of applying and getting into this, expressing interest, and when do they close?
Official opening was on the 16th of October. And our application process is open until the 10th of November. Friday the 10th of November, we will close at midnight. Applications can be lodged online through our website. It's www.csiro.au /indigenous-awards.
And that's where people who are interested can go and lodge their applications.
Yeah, if they follow the links from that that initial page, they will find an online application form.
And how long do they have to wait until they are declared the winners or they learn about the outcome of the application?
The first the preliminary judging process happens in November. The final judging process happens in early January. The winners themselves will be told and come together for some activities prior to announcement.
Yeah.
And the announcement, the official announcement, will be happening in late March 2018.
Okay.